From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. It may be some time before it can be determined whether or not it's working, but oil company BP has begun a procedure aimed at sealing its blown-out oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. BP embarking today on a procedure known as a top kill, in which a powerful motor is used to pump heavy drilling mud into the leaking well in an effort to seal it. Company officials say they may not know for 24 hours at least whether the procedure is a success. Already tens of thousands of barrels of oil have spilled into the Gulf. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal said today more than 100 miles of his state's beaches have now been affected by the spill. President Obama was talking about the Gulf Coast oil spill today. As NPR's Maura Liasson reports, the president says the spill underscores the need to move to alternative fuels.
President Obama, who was visiting a plant that makes solar panels, said he wouldn't rest until the well was shut and the environment repaired. He said this spill and the difficulty of stopping it shows why we need to look to alternative sources of fuel.
With the increased risks, the increased costs, it gives you a sense of where we're going. We're not going to be able to sustain this kind of fossil fuel use. This planet can't sustain it.
The president also warned that the U.S. is falling behind in alternative energy technology. 15 years ago, the U.S. produced 40% of the world's solar panels. By 2008, he said the U.S. share had dropped to just over 5% as countries like China and Germany invested more than we did. Maura Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
The dominant social networking site on the Internet says it will let users keep more of their information private. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
Facebook is king of social networking. Its users outnumber the U.S. population. But as it's grown, it's also tried to push people into sharing more of their information with advertisers, other businesses, and the Internet as a whole. Chris Hufnagel, a privacy expert at Berkeley Law, says that change has been a shock to some of the users of the service, which started out as a more exclusive social network for peer groups.
It keeps on opening the door a little bit wider. And I think it's that type of the lack of exclusivity is driving a lot of users' anger.
Facebook has hinted it will follow critics' advice and make its privacy options simpler to use, but it's not likely to adopt what's called an opt-in model, which would keep information private unless a user chose to share it with third parties. Martin Costi, NPR News.
New home sales were at their highest level in nearly 3 years last month. The government says that sales of new homes rocketed up nearly 15%. Despite the big jump in home sales, home prices continued to go in the other direction. The median sales price for a new home fell by 9.7% to $198,400. Stocks did a turnaround, this time to the downside, amid worries about the Eurozone's debt crisis. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 69 points. This is NPR. The Treasury Department is suggesting that American International Group may be in a better position to begin paying back some of the $182 billion the company received as part of the government's financial bailout program. A government official overseeing the restructuring at the insurance giant also says that some of that will depend on future profitability for AIG and the strength of the insurance industry going forward. AIG received the biggest bailout of any company during the 2008 financial crisis after the company could not meet its financial obligations. Federal prosecutors say a suspect is appearing in an Indianapolis court as part of an international child pornography sting. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports on the two-year-long investigation.
Federal prosecutors accuse Edward Odewalt of conspiracy and distribution of child pornography. They're targeting people around the globe who traded improper images of children. They call the sting Operation Nest Egg. So far, more than 24 men have been charged with crimes. Most have pleaded guilty or have been convicted. The suspects allegedly use an electronic bulletin board protected by special passwords. Assistant Attorney General Lanny Brewer says they exploit society's most innocent and vulnerable members. Authorities are seeking the extradition from England of the group's ringleader. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
An employee at Walt Disney Corporation has been arrested along with her boyfriend in connection with allegations the pair sought to sell insider information, including unreleased earnings reports. Authorities say the woman, identified as Bonnie Hoxley, and her boyfriend are accused of conspiracy and wire fraud. Convicted, they could face up to 25 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.